Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
5 minutes after 5 o'clock, Sedano and Cap on a live Imaging Tuesday. See, Cappy, you got to pick up the energy when you're in afternoon drive.
You mean like in Tulsa, or you mean here?
No, in L.A. In
the big city with the nitty gritty.
In the nitty gritty city.
Yeah.
Focus.
Lynn's is amazing. With the timing on that was amazing. Just like last week, that highlight, when you were talking about Coach Gatt. Who was the other coach?
Who's the other coach?
He doesn't even remember.
No, I remember it. It was just, George was like, and the assistant coaches, coach this and coach that.
Gent and Ott.
Yeah, Gent and Ott, not Gatt. Hello!
And then she dropped that drop, and it was amazing. Anyway, you know what else is amazing the producer Lindsay does? She tells us what you need to know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lindsay!
Thanks, Christopher! Wait, it started off as that. Like, thanks, Christopher. I'm super excited to be doing what you need to know.
Well, and then Cappy wore me down, right. And then he complains that I don't have enough energy.
And he turned it into wee, 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 wee. Because that's, you know, that's like a Cappy noise right there.
Well, you're already drinking.
No, it's a Pepsi Zero. Go ahead, Wins.
All right, so Cappy, this one's for you. Remember that show on Netflix that you loved so much, Quarterbacks, and no one else liked it? Which I thought it was aight. It was aight.
I love Quarterbacks.
So now you're going to get a new one.
Yep. Receivers. Receiver, not quarterbacks, just receiver. That's coming out on Netflix. They announced
but
it
today. But I saw George Kittle is also there. I guess technically
he
a receiver,
receives.
Tight
yeah,
end.
Yeah, receives.
He receives.
Yeah. You can't do a thing called tight end. That would.
I mean, that would actually be pretty funny.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah. Everyone would watch that.
But he's
tonight on tight end.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd mean, watch it.
You know, you go the double entendre. You know, the NFL can attract new viewers.
All right, let me hear who are the receivers.
All right,
that I will be following.
Chris just spit out whatever he's drinking. Come on, Chris.
I mean, sorry. I mean, seriously.
Go ahead, on the receivers, you'll be following.
All right, so you've got Davante Adams.
Okay, I'm curious about
Davante
Adams.
Oh, I mean, he hates being in Las Vegas with the Raiders, so that'll be interesting.
Right, it'd be fun to hear him rip his quarterback, you know?
You've got Justin Jefferson, George
Justin
Kittle.
Justin Jefferson, okay.
Yep.
The gritty.
George Kittle, Debo Samuel, which I love Debo. He's great.
I do not like Debo Samuel.
Why don't you like Debo Samuel?
He's not a cool guy.
Really?
Not a cool guy.
What, he didn't want to do an interview with you or something?
No, he did an interview, and then he sat there and went, yes, no, yes,
maybe he just didn't like it.
Maybe he was tired.
Maybe the questions weren't good.
Maybe, but I was like, hey, bro, here's how this works. I talk to you, you talk back to me. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just ask him yes or no questions?
No.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you give him open-ended questions, like who, what, when, where, how, and why?
No.
See, that's why you needed the help of one, George Sedano.
Yes.
You don't hear George Sedano asking yes, no questions.
We used to have, at ESPN, we used to have a guy named John Sawatsky.
Yeah.
No.
And John Sawatsky used to do the Sawatsky training, which is literally how to interview people.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
No longer with the company, but for many years was here.
Okay.
And you had, it was a mandatory thing if you were an employee, you had to take that course.
Okay. Chris, you should take that course.
I don't interview people because I'm not big on guests, as
Sawatsky.
We know. But you could take my course on how to do radio, sucker.
Okay. And when do I get to take that course?
Well, he has.
He's not around anymore, so that's it.
Oh, no more Sawatsky.
He's retired.
Oh, yeah, he retired, Sawatsky.
Shame. He literally just said, yeah.
Shame.
We should bring him back.
Why did he retire? I thought they may have cut him. At some point.
I believe he retired.
He didn't define retirement.
Okay. He just said he wasn't with the
company.
All
right, so keep going. So you got Davante Adams, you got Justin Jefferson, you got George Kittle.
Debo, who you don't like.
Debo, who you don't like.
I'm not a fan of.
And Amon Ross St. Brown, which you probably don't like.
Oh, okay. Local kid. Local kid.
Fight on, baby. Fight on.
Okay. Anybody else, or is it five dudes?
That's five dudes, yeah. So, can you compare them to, the quarterbacks? Because you got, the star.
Well, last year the quarterbacks.
Devontae and Justin are the stars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then you got Kittle, who's kind of
he's a star tight end.
He is, but you have two guys on the same team, which is interesting.
Oh, that is true.
You know, why would you have two guys on the same team?
So they taped it, I guess, last year.
Okay.
So this is the 2023 season, and it's going to come out.
Oh, this is great because Devontae will be furious.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, he's going to hate his quarterback.
Well, this may be more interesting than the stuff last year with the quarterbacks.
See, I like quarterbacks.
But here's the difference. Mm. This one I may watch longer than I did the quarterbacks, other than the one or two episodes you made me watch, because quarterbacks by trade, never say anything controversial. Wide receivers, on the other hand, they live in the controversy. They love it. It's great. This one has the potential to be way more interesting.
See, what I loved last year about quarterbacks is to see Patrick Mahomes at home. Okay, to see that he built a four seasons.
In his Mahome?
That's right.
Yeah.
He built a four seasons in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know,
he also has the soccer team, the NWSL soccer team.
He owns
you
that
see
team? That?
Yeah, you saw it. He was there last week when they opened their season.
I didn't know that.
It was all over TV.
I did not know. That is wild. I thought Mahomes was really great last year. I grew to love Kirk Cousins. And I kind of ultimately felt bad for, who's the
Marcus
third guy?
Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. Felt bad
don't
for
feel
that
bad.
Guy.
He just got a deal again to be a backup somewhere.
Yeah.
Was it the Jaguars? Somewhere. Got like $3 million.
Commanders.
Oh, way to go, Big D. So I would probably watch this.
The receivers part, just based on the fact that receivers are more interesting than quarterbacks, I think this will be a better version of this.
Is this on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would you like to watch receivers better than tight end?
I mean, a good tight end, though, you know?
Yeah, I know, but receiving is nice.
But tight end would be great because you'd probably have Kelsey on there, right?
You said it to be a drop. You said it to provide content.
Cappy, you a freak, man.
Can you
give the billboard? Because this Lindsay
what
and
you
I
need
have
to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
So Lindsay and I have a plan here, because this inspired Travis and Sliwa this morning, this story, to say, like, what would be their goofy Netflix, like, oh, how about offensive line, whatever. And that inspired Beto 1099.
Oh, we should do radio hosts.
Ooh.
Sports radio
that's
hosts.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
Because they're weirdos.
Yeah.
You know, and I say they.
So, and I feel like the ones who like to go to Radio Row, like you used to.
Right. I still like to.
They treat it like the All-Valley Karate Championship in Karate Kid.
Oh, Daniel-san, no fear.
Yeah. It, like, you know, there's like, there's this like group that thinks they're like the Cobra Kai.
Oh,
you know
totally.
What I mean? Like, it's just, it does. It feels like that. Like, it's just like a lot of machismo and testosterone in one building.
And now you got a whole new wave of young, up-and-coming, loud guys.
Podcasters,
know, right.
So who would be like the five or like the four guys that would be like the up-and-comer?
Well, it depends. Do you want to do like the older guys?
You got to have like the star.
You got to get like Chris Russo, right? Like he's like the old, he's the guy.
The OG.
Good afternoon, everybody.
He's the OG.
I feel like Mike Francesa would be great.
Mike Francesa
would fall asleep.
Right.
Oh, do not start.
He's not working.
He is the Pope. He is the Godfather.
Right, but he's not working.
He does a podcast today.
Is he?
Yeah. Dude, you put him on Radio Row, he'll fall asleep.
I saw him at Radio Row when
you stick it up for your boy Sid by going after Mike?
No, not at all. I'm just saying
Get along.
Oh, now they do get along?
Yeah, I thought they always did.
No, there was a little turmoil. I'm sorry, Wins. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when I saw Mike Francesa on Radio Row at the Super Bowl when it was in Minnesota, and I met Mike Francesa because I wanted to take a picture with him.
Right.
And he's like, where do you work? And I was like, Yahoo. And he was like, oh, yeah, they're owned by Verizon. Yeah, I lost a lot of money in that stock. And I was like, okay. He's like, their stock's not doing so good lately. I lost a lot of money.
Stock, yeah.
All
right.
I was like,
come here, sweetheart.
Cool.
Let's take a picture.
And he didn't fall asleep on you?
Will you stop?
It was only like a minute.
He fell asleep once.
Although, I will say this. When I worked mornings back before, you know, in another city, I would like take a nap during his show. Like when I'd get home from work.
You're talking about when he was solo, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just.
It was later on.
It was always nap time. I'd start like about 30 minutes in, I'd be like,
oh, dude.
Oh, let me circle like all the way back if I can for a second. I was going somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So,
anyway.
So then our friend from the Circle of Trust, Beto1099, tweeted out his Netflix documentary, which would be The Kicker. And he featured a video of Scott Kaplan as a San Diego Charger, which must have been preseason.
Yeah.
Kicking a field goal.
Well, missing a field goal.
Missing
you missed it?
Look at the video.
I didn't see that. I just saw him. I didn't see the video.
You didn't see the video?
I didn't see the kick.
Yeah.
I just saw you walking around.
Yeah, I was just walking there like, oh, man, that sucks.
And who was the coach at the time? Marty Schottenheimer?
No, Bobby Ross.
It was Bobby Ross.
Bobby Ross.
Boss
Georgia
Ross.
Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby and our
then
owner,
Detroit
Sam.
Lions. Was it Detroit Lions afterwards, right?
Yeah, I think he went to Lions after. Yeah. I think Chargers was his first
right,
job
basically
in the NFL.
Barry Sanders quit on him. He's like, I don't want to play for this guy anymore.
I don't think so. Did Bobby,
yeah, Barry. That's when Barry was out. Because
really?
I just saw the Barry documentary not too long ago.
Is that good?
It's aight.
It's aight.
It's not bad. It's fine.
Where do you think Beto 1099 came up with that video?
I don't know where he got it. But
dude, good for him.
The same place that he found a horse stables or stable wars.
That's true. The audience on this show, is as creative an audience as I've ever been around at any stop in my entire career. doing this for 20-something years.
Oh, really?
They find... I mean, they are really creative. Well, from Beto's 1099 to Casper Villa to Grant in L.A.
The thing he did yesterday. He was amazing.
Oh, the magazine cover?
That People
awesome.
Magazine or whatever he did was hilarious.
That was awesome.
If you're not in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community on Twitter...
What's wrong with you? What's your problem?
You really are missing out on hilarity every
How do you do it?
Oh, you go to Twitter and you go to the communities, or X, or whatever they call it now, and you go to the community section, and then just in the search bar, you type in Sedano and Cap.
Our owner, Sam Pines, is going to looking into how we can make that the pre-roll when you open up the app, the video of you missing the kick.
You know, the legendary Charlie Jones, if you remember that name.
Oh, Bob Trumpy and Charlie Jones, a favorite broadcast crew of mine.
Charlie Jones was on the play-by-play, and Dan Fouts was on the color commentary. And you can hear Dan Fouts when the ball misses, he goes, oh. Because he knows. It's like
immediately.
Right, he's like, here's this kid.
Yeah.
He's like a little kid.
Yeah.
Right, he's out there on this in this game. It's like a 52-yard field goal.
52?
Off the baseball dirt.
Now,
these are back in the old
days. Yeah.
When there was baseball dirt on the field. And that was a very hard surface to deal with.
It had to be impossible.
Yeah, because you would slip all over the baseball
dirt.
Now,
did you slip, like your plant foot slipped?
Yeah, but what happened is I kicked the ball.
Right.
And I hit it so well that I thought that I mishit it. Like, and I'm like looking like, and I can't see, where's the ball? I'm like, oh no. Did you just shank that ball? It's like 5 feet off the ground. And one of my college teammates was playing for the New England Patriots, who the game was against, and he is grabbing me. His name was Vernon Lewis. He was like a second-round draft choice, defensive back. And he goes, and he's holding me. He's going, it's going, it's going. I'm like, where? I can't see it. Where is it? And then the whole crowd, you could hear the crowd go, you know? That put me in Bill Parcells' office later that year, by the way.
Really?
Missing that kick.
Why?
Because later in the year, they had another guy who was a rookie, and he was having a horrible year.
Right, and he goes, hey, look at this guy.
They brought me.
You can't kick any worse than this guy?
Right, no, they brought me up to New England, and they had me work out. And then Parcells says to me, he goes, well, you know, you had a really nice workout. He goes, but I'm not replacing one rookie kicker with another rookie kicker. Go home. And that's what happened.
Huh.
Yeah.
Did he give you a horse tip?
He did not give me a horse tip at the time. At that time, I wasn't into horse racing yet.
Yeah, the horses.
The horse.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, Taste Test Tuesday is coming up next.
Wait, where the hell's the pizza?
Yeah, where is the pie?
Hey, look, man.
What happened
It's been like an hour. You said it was going to be 30 minutes.
60 bucks.
I called them, and the dude said that he was on two other deliveries, the driver.
Bro, he said 30 minutes.
I was like, okay,
remember?
Yeah, you're going to have to hit it. You got to hit it.
You got to tap it.
You gotta tap harder, man.
Can we get a microphone that works for this kid?
No, we can't get one. No, we can't.
Well, it's not just for him. It's that whole position.
I'm just saying. I don't care about the other shows. I care about him.
Let me tell you something. This is the radio station. We don't use cough buttons. We cough on the air, and we have to tap the mic.
Right.
So how is he ever going to win Associate Producer of the Year with a mic like that?
Well, they all have the same mic. And here's what. Okay, you want to help us? Tell 10 of your friends. And then let us know the 10 friends on Twitter in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. Tell 10 friends about Sedano and Cappy. Because then we'll make more money, and then we could replace not us personally.
We're making money on the community?
But no, the radio station.
I was just
we get
say,
more listeners, more engagement,
the hell is my
more
money,
people to call Avner Gat. Hello. More people to use Prize Picks.
Or they
more
go to my home away from home.
Exactly right.
LAX at Los Angeles International Airport. Changes are arriving daily to help transform the travel experience. The LAX economy parking structure is now open with thousands, Cappy, thousands of smart parking spaces. I mean, even you can use the smart parking spaces.
I don't know about that.
As well as hundreds of EV charging stations. Modernized terminals have biometric gates for faster boarding. Who doesn't want to get to their flight faster? Come on. And here's the deal. When your friends and family come to visit, they'll have a new facility with all major rental car brands under one roof. I've toured the whole place. I've toured that rental car facility. It is badass, okay? And soon, this is the kicker.
I heard what you did there.
Yeah.
That was very sharp.
Yeah, the kicker.
See, another masterclass.
Yeah. Soon, the People Mover train will connect it all. It'll connect your friends and family to the rental car facility, you to the terminals, and you, the local person, to LA Metro, that station right on Century. You don't even need a car to go to LAX anymore once that People Mover train is ready to roll. That horseshoe is going to be much easier to get around when you're picking people up, too. At LAX, changes arriving daily to reduce traffic, as I just mentioned, save guests time, as I just mentioned as well, and transform the travel experience. For more information, go to their website, flylax.com/transforminglax. That's flylax.com/transforminglax.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yeah, you know Producer D.
Oh, Timmy T.
524 in the Southland on a live Imaging Tuesday. Shidato and Cappy on this day in 1991, the number one hit. Timmy T, One More Try.
One more try.
Oh, Cappy.
I didn't know it. How much I love you.
Come on, Christopher.
One more try. My
was that
arms
on the air or no?
You.
Oh, we have got breaking, well, just say it, Wins.
Breaking Pizzagate news.
Dun, dun, dun. We are reporting live from San Diego. Scott Kaplan on the CappyCast.
We should probably not call it Pizzagate just for future reference.
Okay. Yeah. It's breaking pizza situation news. Yeah. Graham, come tell us what happened when you went to go get the pizza from downstairs.
All right. So apparently the contact number was wrong. So the guy didn't have the right contact number. They couldn't accept the pizza in the lobby and he just left.
He took the za with him?
And he's got Cappy $60.
Is he putting Cappy's money to sleep?
I have no idea. The pizza, no sight of the pizza guy downstairs.
What this number was happened?
Well, we need to call them back and be like, hey, you need to refund the money at this point.
Refund the money?
Dude, I could have gone to Yard House like 3 hours ago.
It's insane.
Graham looks very distraught.
Well, I'm distraught. I was looking for a little Zaw pregame.
Me too. And Big D feels really bad because, I mean, it's really ultimately his fault.
He did call them. He did call them.
I kind of have to say, D, which number did you give?
How hard is it to order pizza?
That's all I did. I gave him.
Tap the mic. Hit the mic. Hit the mic.
You gave him your phone number?
Yes, I said my number is 760.
Yeah. Don't know those.
Blah 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 blah. And they never called.
Never called. And I called him back.
He did call like last break.
And then the guy was like, "Yeah, they're on their way." Went to two other deliveries, and I said, "Okay,
you should call them now."
Yeah.
Okay.
And tell them, listen, you've got a hungry boy team over here.
I'm calling Beto right now, dude. This is his squad.
Oh, this is his squad?
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So you recommended, you said, oh, let's go to Brazos, Beto and stuff like that.
Right.
And I called. Mm-hmm. And then,
Brazos. See, this is what happens. Well, you're obsessed with this damn Brazos.
It sounded like the guy may have stopped too long at the Green Cross, maybe, DeAndre suggested.
You love this Brazos.
Well,
and look what
I only
this
had it once, and it was so good.
Hello?
Yo, you're on the air. We ordered pizza from your spot, and they didn't bring the pizza. Like, the guy showed up here. They wouldn't accept the pizza after being. It took an hour to get here, and then we didn't get our pizza. And they stole Cappy's $60.
They put Cappy's money to sleep.
No.
Yeah.
True, Beto.
What are we going to do
speechless.
Here?
Speechless.
We can't go to your squad like that anymore.
One more try.
Wow.
We got to have a Brazo boycott.
Beto, fix it.
Wow.
Lindsay says you have to fix it.
Okay.
Hold on. You know what the worst part is? Is that Graham came in. Graham came in right now, and he's all like, yeah, the guy.
Oh, Beto hung up. He's going to fix it.
Oh, no, he's calling.
He's going to take care of this.
So Graham came in. He was all, the guy really didn't give an effort to the security guard. He said that he didn't get a number and all that. He just left. So he wasn't really putting an effort to
Here's
give
what
us
we
a
do.
Pizza.
I'm going to tell you
this
what
is
we
a
do.
National outrage.
Yeah.
And these people at Brazos, they better figure out how to make this good quick because we got a big blowtorch here at 7:10 a.m.
Well,
you should call them on the air.
We will bring their business to a halt.
I'll tell you right now, though. Here's what we do. We go down there a little bit later on tonight.
Disrespecting Scott Kaplan like this?
We go down there, right? And I come walking in.
Only
this
we can
such
do that.
Bleepery. And I'm like, hi. Hey, so I ordered a pizza earlier today, and I know that you guys tried to bring it, and then they look at me and they're like, middle-aged white guy, kick his freaking ass, right? Like they don't look at me like I'm gonna do something, right? And then I go, but it wasn't really me who ordered the pizza. it was this guy. And then here comes Big D.
Right.
Walking in.
Yeah.
And Big D comes in, all 6 foot two, swole. 225 pounds of him, twisted steel and sex appeal.
People right? thought he was Kirk Morrison at right. the Mandy's.
Yeah, right. He comes
thought he was a
in.
Linebacker who played for the Raiders.
You guys thought it was me. You guys could take advantage of me, huh? You thought you could take advantage of me. What about this guy? And then they see Big D and they're like, oh, okay, we're sorry. We'll get you those two pizzas. Right. We need to do that tonight.
You know, I want to give him a call right now, actually.
No, this is an outrage. But we are hungry, which means it's perfect time.
I was going to say.
For Taste Test Tuesday. We need some taste. We're going to have to work on that for next music. We need music that's like.
Can we start doing stuff more than chips, though?
More than chips?
How about we get pizza?
Remember that time, though, we got Funches and he brought in like the dried squid or something.
Dried squid.
Gross.
Yeah. You guys are willing to try.
Gross. Well, here, get on mic.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, it's.
No, not one more try. That's fine for now.
We got baseball.
I was gonna buy some,
wait, I don't think her mic's on.
I was gonna buy.
It's not potted up. Just give us a second, okay? We got a lot going on.
All right, let's see what you got, baseball.
I was gonna do those tequila worm suckers, but I didn't think anyone would want them.
Cappy's nickname is Worm Sucker.
I was thinking about maybe not anybody here, maybe some others. You know. All right, what do we got here, Lindsay? Baseball.
These are ribeye steak Lays.
Oh, okay. Ribeye steak Lays.
That might taste good.
That might taste good. I had a beautiful ribeye last night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where
I cooked
you?
It on the Blackstone.
Oh, yeah?
I did a different, because I didn't feel like doing the barbecue and everything, so I did a different theory, and it worked out well.
I did a tri-tip last night that was out of this world.
You cook it?
Yeah.
You can as you hold the chip to your nose, you can
smell
the ribeye.
Steak. It's not good, though.
Ooh, it doesn't smell good at all.
It smells like a ribeye.
It tastes very average.
It doesn't smell good.
You know what? I'm not hating it.
It tastes very average.
Let me tell you guys something. You almost didn't see me today.
Really?
Hell no.
No good?
No.
Yeah, maybe I'm just a meat man.
It tastes very average. It smells terrible and it tastes very average.
It tastes more like au jus than steak.
I'll give some
hey,
to
watch
DeAndre.
It, will you?
Au jus the.
I can't believe we didn't get pizza and I just ate that crappy chip.
Ew.
I don't think that's a good trip. It's not a good chip.
Well, at 6 o'clock, we're taking our Sunday Swagger winners here.
Nice.
To Mikey and his wife Amanda, his lovely wife, who are coming
Mikey.
To the Kings game.
Hello, Mikey and Amanda.
They're from Long Beach.
Are you okay? In.
Well, now the app, the drip, as you say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with other things, they say the drip's the best part. Not in this case.
Okay.
It's got a strong aftertaste.
Yeah,
you're gonna choke.
No, I'm fine.
It's not good.
Hit that Pepsi.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
This close.
That's a lot of ASMR right in one segment. Just saying.
This right here, this I'm holding my fingers apart. For everybody that's watching on YouTube, a half an inch.
Right.
You were a half an inch, George Sedano, one half of one inch from never seeing me again.
Why is that?
Because last night, I had a near catastrophe.
A near-death experience?
Correct.
Well, how about we talk about that after Radio Tinder, but first tell us about your friends at California Cryobank.
Okay, so let me talk to all the young guys out there. Hey, guys, 19 years old to 38 years old. That's the age range we're looking for here, okay? 19 to 38. You guys, if you are healthy, if you have the ability to work in Los Estados Unidos, okay, you can make up to $1,500 a month with the Cryobank, the California Cryobank, okay? So look, let me be very clear here what I'm talking about. We're looking for sperm donors, guys, okay? You're 19 to 38, you're young, you're healthy, you can work in the U.S. Can you donate spermatozoa, okay? What? I mean, I know it's kind of
that's the medical term.
Right, I know it's kind of a funny thing to talk about on the radio, but there are people out there that are in need of this so that they can live out their dreams and they can start a family. Okay. And when the sperm bank people came here to the radio station, there were these two ladies. And I said to the ladies, I go, do you mind if I say to everybody, you might as well get paid for what you're doing at home on your private time by yourself anyway? And they were like, no, that's fine. We think that's funny. Listen, I asked one question when they were here. How much money can a donor make? That's all I cared about. Because George, we go places, we see all the guys in our group, in our audience, right? Hey, you're out there working hard, man. You guys are out, it's expensive AF to live in Southern California. I'm telling you that you can earn $1,500 a month by being a sperm donor? Dude, you're going to do that. Go to spermbank.com. That's it. Spermbank.com and help families live out their dreams and you make some money at spermbank.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
25 minutes in front of 6 o'clock.
By the way, Beto also messaged the pizza people. While you spoke to them, he spoke to them. They got pressure from multiple sides, apparently.
The question really comes down to, is the pizza going to be here before 6 p.m. when we hand off to the NCAA basketball
Zero
tournament
chance.
Tonight?
He said that he'll be here.
You may well taste that Al Jarreau, though.
He said he'll be there within 6 or 7 minutes.
Six or seven minutes?
He literally exact time.
So get Graham, have Graham like literally wait downstairs right now.
Yeah, you scumbag.
The first time it was, he'll be here within 6 or 7
minutes. Graham, just go downstairs right now. Like seriously, I am starving. My head hurts.
Graham going downstairs sooner, is it going to make the pizza come sooner?
Well, no, because this, I don't want him leaving again.
He's in delivery mode.
I don't want him leaving again.
Radio Tinder time.
I'm hangry now.
We like to play a TV theme. This song is the theme song from the TV show Moonlighting.
Oh,
you know who
Bruce
starred
Willis.
In Moonlighting? Yes.
Bruce Willis. So sad, Bruce Willis.
A
right
big
now.
Hit show, which made him a big Sybil star Shepherd, before Willis. He became a movie star.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis turned 69 years old.
Oh, that's, I'll tell you, man, it's unfortunate. It really is.
I really feel terrible about what's happening to him.
I know. I see Demi Moore puts out like content like, hey, this is what Bruce is now. And it's just sad because he was an action adventure superstar.
Oh, 100%. Plus, you know? Maybe the biggest movie he was ever part of outside of being an action star was Sixth Sense, remember?
Yeah.
That movie was huge to a whole new audience.
Yeah.
My first movie seeing him was that, not Die Hard.
Sixth Sense, really?
Yeah, and then I went back as I got older. Anyway, you can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter, Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right. On Tequila Mandala, founded in the city of Downey, just like me.
Like you.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. By the way, my favorite Bruce
today.
Willis movie.
Yeah, you have to have energy when you're
on
an afternoon
fire.
Drive.
In fuego.
Hey, Cappy.
Focus.
My favorite Bruce Willis movie, The Jekyll.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great movie. Richard Gere.
Yeah. What was the one with him and Sarah Jessica Parker where he's like this cop on the rivers of Pittsburgh? I'm trying to remember what the name of that one was.
Oh, I do remember that movie, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jekyll. I'm going to watch that again. It's a great movie.
We found you on the rivers of Pittsburgh.
That's where I was.
And on the wings of love. Meanwhile, take it away, pretty silly.
All right, so a woman has sparked a furious debate about who is in the wrong after a video emerged of her telling a couple with a crying baby to leave the bar they were all in. Here is a little clip of her little tirade.
Did your f***ing get out of the bar? Did your f***ing get out of the bar? You have a baby in a bar. You're 22. Get out.
I'm 27.
And get your baby out of a bar.
So,
I've seen this.
Do babies belong in bars? Swipe left or swipe right, George?
Okay, first of all, so was it the owner of the bar?
No, it was just a patron.
Oh.
Just a lady.
I would agree, a baby doesn't belong. If it's just like a bar, right? It's not a restaurant.
It's a bar,
not
a restaurant.
I'm kind of with the lady, you know what I mean?
Like, I've seen this video, and the lady sounds kind of drunk.
She sure does.
And but her—
Doesn't mean she's not making sense.
No, but that's right. Her point is right
Both
on.
Both things can be true.
Her Correct. Point is right on. Listen, people, if you are in a bar and your baby is sound asleep, all good. No problem. But if you're in a bar and your baby is screaming hysterically,
well, go outside.
Take your baby outside.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I was in a restaurant the other day that was an adult restaurant. I wasn't in Chuck E. freaking Cheese. You feel me? Okay? I'm in an adult restaurant.
Oh, here we go. You know, Rachel was not happy with whatever happened with this child.
It wasn't Rachel. We were with another couple, and there was a screaming baby.
Right.
And this is an adult restaurant, not a Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
And this woman,
what is an adult restaurant?
Meaning, like, it's kind of a fancy restaurant. You know what I mean? like there weren't.
Well,
kids.
They're not allowed. Children aren't allowed in there.
But maybe say horse or horse.
But there's like there are restaurants where you take your children. And then there are other restaurants where you're like, hey, if my kids are really, really well behaved in this sort of an environment,
right.
No problem.
Okay.
But this was a screaming baby.
Yeah.
And listen, if you have a screaming baby, I had four kids. Yeah, I've been
there. You got to go outside.
You have to take the baby outside.
Yeah.
You have to
Well, first
be
of all, you
want to
calm, the baby down.
But you also should be polite to other people.
No question.
You should not have a screaming baby in a bar. And while that woman came off drunk and sounding stupid, her point was right on.
Yeah. Swipe right. By the way,
say horse or horse.
Radio Tinder is presented by Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Maybe she was having Tequila Mandala.
Anybody card that baby? How could that baby even get into the
That's
bar?
A fair point,
I mean,
right?
Lil Cappy gets arrested, and this baby can just do whatever he wants?
Graham, by the way, is headed down to get the pizza.
All right, go get it, Graham.
Yeah.
Good luck, Graham. Godspeed.
And don't take no crap from no pizza delivery guy,
Yes,
Graham.
Seriously, Graham. You better fight for that damn pizza.
I mean, puff your chest out. Peacock.
Go ahead, Linz.
All right, so I saw this story in the Wall Street Journal about how now retailers are seizing on cell phone data and other like cell phone analytics to pinpoint the best potential locations. And they had a story about this Untuckit store, and they originally had planned it in one mall, and then they looked at all the data from people's cell phones in the area and thought, oh, yeah, that's probably not going to be best for business. So I thought that was really interesting that like companies are doing that now to figure out where they're going to have actual stores. But you know what? I never go to the mall anymore. In fact, I haven't been to the mall in probably like 2 years out here in California.
No, I
where
love
I live.
Going to the mall.
Well, I was going to ask, like, when's the last time you've been to the mall?
Was
Can
just
you
there
remember?
Not, I don't know. When did I cut my hair last? A couple of weeks ago?
I don't
ago?
Know.
Yeah. I wasn't start, on my calendar.
I'll start logging it.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
I just went to the mall, baby. I was there.
I went 3 weeks ago to get cologne.
Tell me what the last thing you bought at the mall is. Start
cologne.
With you, George. Okay, Chris is cologne.
I bought sneakers.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
Because George is always, like, George is a mall guy. Like, he's buying sneakers, he's buying suits,
well,
he's
like,
sending us
I like
selfies.
To try a sneaker on.
I like to press the flesh and touch the heels.
I know,
the
how it feels,
I know
you
what
know?
I'm saying. See, I, on the other hand, if I find, like, Express, I want to buy, like, some pants or something, I'll buy, like, the two sizes that I might wear, and I will try them on at home.
And you just return the other one?
Yeah, and send the
other
one back.
Oh, that's such a pain in the ass.
No, it's not. Nowadays, you get everything the next day anyway.
Ugh.
I feel like it's more of a pain in the ass going to the mall.
I have not been to the mall in a long time.
Well, there's
time.
Also a thing about like just human interaction. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
But I just can't even remember. I, you know what? I'll tell you what. The last time I was in a mall.
God, it still smells like that.
It does.
Like
I'm
chips.
Noticing it right
the
now,
smell
right?
From those chips.
The aftertaste
horrible.
Is terrible.
They're in the garbage. I threw them away.
Oh, here's a couple over here.
Yeah.
The last time I was at the mall,
Ugh.
A friend of mine asked me to meet him at a cheesecake factory. That was attached to the mall.
Okay.
Don't hate on the Cheesecake Factory.
I'm not hating.
It's good cheesecake.
Well, a lot of the big cheesecake factories in Southern California are malls.
Right. I never walked into the mall.
I mean, they're
the
pretty
mall.
Much all like attached
no,
to the
No, not the one in the marina.
That is true.
That's okay. Right where
pretty
I live.
Much.
That actually is one of the few standalone cheesecake factories,
That's
actually.
A great,
So
great
anyway,
cheesecake
you went to the
factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
Sorry, I never Cap. Went into the mall.
No, you just went into
went
the Cheesecake
right
Factory.
Right into the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
I'm like, I'm
well, they have an entrance,
mall,
yeah.
But I never went into the mall. I can't remember. In fact, the last time I was in a mall was probably about 4 years ago, and I bought a Baltimore
that was
Orioles
COVID, so probably not.
Baseball hat.
Let's go to Del Amo Mall.
Maybe it was 5 years ago.
The mall's
so was
open,
it pre-COVID or post-COVID, Cappy?
I want to say probably, I don't know,
pre?
Maybe it was pre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been,
yeah, but San Diego County and Orange County, the malls, did they ever shut down? Maybe for like a month.
Yeah, Cappy, yeah. You go to Frida at Del Amo Mall.
Yeah, Frida.
Cougar's there for you, buddy.
And there's one next to the Cerritos Mall, and that Frida's popping too.
Yeah.
What's Cougars? Going on in Frida?
Cougar's,
right? Mexican cuisine.
Oh, yeah?
By the way, I saw something the other day that, remember we were talking about fights in the malls? The mall in Long Beach closed for the entire day. I think it was like Saturday or Friday because there was kids fighting in the mall and they couldn't break it up.
Well, look, Del Amo Mall just
Del Amo Mall had
road.
Something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah. Like they just closed the mall. Like, sorry, everybody go home for the day. We're done. Sorry, party's over.
Yeah, you guys are ruining my experience here at the mall. Like, I want to get an Orange Julius and I got a bunch of kids here beating the hell out of each other.
Smells like somebody cooked a roast in here. You
it's know? Gross.
I know it is. I mean, I want to go to Sbarro here and get one
Sbarro.
Of those.
Sbarro!
Get one
What'd
of those.
You say?
There's
Sbarro,
one at 7th and Fig. That was that day that I went over to get that slice.
Yeah, they got that. They have like the.
And that's
little...
when Sedano had to turn around. He called me in a panic.
Oh, right.
And then you got mad.
Well, then he quit. At least he quit that day.
No, he did it from home.
They have the sausages that look like little rabbit duties.
I mean, it almost happened to you.
What?
Rabbit duties.
Yeah, like you ever seen a rabbit duty?
No, I haven't actually. No,
I haven't either. Can't
they're
say
like
I
little
have.
Pellets, you know.
It really stinks in here.
Yeah.
Why is that happening?
It's the chips.
Why is it so effervescent?
I'll take the garbage can and leave it out in the hallway. Okay.
Seriously.
What's in those chips that it's becoming like that?
I don't know, but you ate those.
Rib eye steak.
I know. Think about what's going to happen to you later.
Your insides.
I can't read the directions or the ingredients because it's all in Chinese.
It's in Chinese? Yes. It's not Japanese?
Taiwanese.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hmm.
Any more?
Oh, that's it for Radio Tinder.
All righty then. Cappy, I'm sure you have a great dealer's choice about how you almost died yesterday.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This whole show and this whole circle of trust, half an inch from losing your boy Cappy here yesterday.
Yeah.
Half an inch. I got amnesia.
That's okay. I got Mike Trudell on speed dial.
Okay. You're going to get Beto upset with you because Beto thinks he's up next. And now you're going to have Beto.
Hey, Beto got us our pie along with DeAndre.
Well, for the amount of money you want, we could actually do two. We could call it STB. Sedano, Trudell, and Beto in the afternoon. STB is on.
Yeah, and be like, I've got an STB. I met this girl last week, and now I've got this STB.
Have you told your friends about STB in the afternoon?
There's medicine for STB. You almost lost me.
Almost. We'll find out how close
and
we were.
And the publicity picture could be like Sedano and Cappy holding Trudell like a baby.
Parents, speaking of babies. All right, parents, we all want what's best for our kids, right? How about choosing a dentist? We know that can be challenging because kids just don't love the dentist. Well, most people don't. But I got the place for you. Children's Dental Fun Zone. It's got fun in the name. Someone your child can trust, enjoy going to the dentist with. Let me tell you about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. I'll be there tomorrow, actually. They got 17 locations across Southern California to choose from. So all over town, they blanket the town. You can take your kids to Children's Dental Fun Zone, where they specialize in children's dentistry and orthodontics with state-of-the-art equipment and personal attention your kids deserve. Children's Dental Fun Zone offers movies, iPads, and toys for your kids to play with. So, of course, they're going to have a blast. Again, fun is in the name. Children's Dental Fun Zone. For the parents now, listen up. They accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. To book your child's next appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, go to their website, cdfzone.com. Get it? Children's Dental Fun Zone? cdfzone.com or call them at 800-717-KIDS. That's 800-717-KIDS.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey now! Stop complaining. 9 minutes in front of 6 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got Colorado State, Virginia. The first four.
The Hoos.
The Hoos. NCAA basketball right here on 710 ESPN. Final segment. This is our final segment, Music Happy. And we've got dealer's choice in a minute. If you stop complaining, because you know what you are? You are a gutless scumbag, sucker. Hit the post for you.
Very nice. Really good job.
I didn't know for sure if I was going to do it.
You extended gutless scumbag sucker.
Well, I had to. I needed that extra pause in there.
I know you did. I know you did.
I mean, the sucker made it close.
Right.
Yeah, the sucker brought us closer.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened yesterday?
So let me tell you guys what happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Dealer's choice right now.
Right. So
on STB.
STB.
I almost burned it all down yesterday.
Oh.
I almost burned it all down.
Wow.
So I got this grill, you know? I got this barbecue.
And now, is it a barbecue or a grill?
Aren't they the same?
Mm.
No, barbecue and grills are not the same?
No, I feel like a barbecue has coals.
Okay.
Right? Like, you know,
or
like charcoal.
Propane or gas, you know.
Yeah. I feel like a grill has propane and gas.
Oh, so you're saying a barbecue is coal.
It's like old school with coal.
Charcoal or gas.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a grill. It's a grill.
Right.
It's a grill. It's got propane.
Right.
Doesn't have any charcoal in it.
Right.
Okay. You're not using lighter fluid.
Right.
You're not at a park. Okay.
Well, no, you could still do that at your house.
Okay. I'm just saying. It's got a propane tank.
All right. So you almost died because.
So I turn the propane tank on.
Yeah.
Right. And then I turn on the grill things.
The knobs.
The knob thingies, right? Right? And then I go to push the igniter.
Right.
Now the igniter goes like this. Tick, 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 tick. Right. Right? So I go to push the igniter.
And it's not going.
No igniting.
So you know what you do? What happens then?
Oh, you went and got like a.
But you let the gas keep going.
Yeah.
You didn't turn the knobs down.
You got a lighter.
So I got a lighter. I got
Is the lid open or closed?
Lid's open.
The lid's open. Yeah.
So I got a lighter.
Yeah.
And how big of a lighter?
It's like
one of the long ones.
The long ones. Yeah, has like the flexible.
Yeah. Little extender.
Deal. Right.
And at this point, have you turned the gas off or it's still going?
Gas is still flowing.
Okay.
Like full blast?
Yeah, as high as it can go.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I take the lighter.
Uh huh.
And I stick it down in the hole.
Right. You don't have to go that far because there's gas coming
also,
out.
Also, so they're turned up on high?
Right.
Yeah, even like, though specific, I mean, when you're taught how to light a barbecue or grill,
right.
at the age
you're
of 10.
You're supposed to kind
of
put it lower.
You go low.
Yeah, but like when you light it with the igniter and it goes tick, 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 tick.
Right. But if it goes tick, 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 and it doesn't light up, what you need to do is, to Chris's point, lower the gas.
Okay.
Or just turn it off for a few seconds.
Right. Oh, right, you could reset the whole thing, but even if you wanted to do what you were going to do, you lower the gas,
right?
So that way, you know, you keep your eyebrows afterwards.
Well, so here's what happens.
Propane's a powerful fuel.
Okay, so here's what happens. So now I got all three of
the burners
knobs
on high.
Oh, my God. As high as they can go. So I take this Bic.
Right.
I got this Bic freaking lighter.
Long extender,
With the flexible, flaccid-y sort of thing, right?
Flaccid-y,
yes. You know?
Yes.
And I stick it down there.
It's a good description.
Right? Stick it down in there.
Stick it in there.
And I go to light it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then all of a sudden, the grill goes, boom! And I mean, big ass, giant flame, dude.
Right. You saw your life flash before your eyes.
Okay. And
by at this point, your ears are probably ringing a little because that's a big.
Oh, dude, it was very big. And the like this orange.
The windows probably shook a little bit.
The orange, like giant flame jumped out of the grill.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, right? So
never cooked before?
No, I have, but like, I don't know what the deal was. Like, I just didn't think, I needed to light the grill. I was going to do a tri-tip. If I didn't get the grill lit up, I wasn't going to be able to cook this tri-tip.
Right.
So, and I got my daughter and her friends are home from spring break, so I'm going to feed the whole family.
Yeah.
So I back up, right?
Yeah.
This thing comes flying at me, you know? I back up and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I've still got cat-like reflexes. You know, I can move pretty fast, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened. Like, thank God, because that thing could have gotten a hold of me.
Yeah.
And then it could have burned me down,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, yes. I walk inside the house, right? I walk inside and there is a smell. There's this smell. I'm like, what the hell stinks?
Ribeye Lay's chips?
No, it was way worse than that. Oh. Way worse, right?
Your eyebrows.
I look down at my arm.
Your hair on your arms.
Dude, I look down at my right arm. Every hair on my arm.
On fire.
Is charred.
Yeah.
And I am starting to take my arm and I'm like rubbing it off, right? And you can.
And it smells like popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Dude, look at my arms.
Yeah.
Look at my arms.
I see it.
My right arm has lost, not that I'm like a hairy dude. My right arm, no hair.
Right.
Left arm,
a little
normal hair.
Yeah.
And dude, I rubbed it off and it was like hitting the
flakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it stunk to high heaven.
Of course it did.
And I'm smelling my arm. God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That smell.
Mm.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm in the sink and I got soap and I'm cleaning my arm and I'm thinking I got like eighth degree burns on my arm.
Yeah.
And here it is, bald. I got a bald arm.
That's it.
A bald arm.
This close.
This close. Yeah. You were this close to losing your boy.
Yeah.
All right?
STB.
Then what would you guys do around here?
We would have
here?
Had STB.
Then what would you do?
In the afternoon.
Well, first of all, the promo would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Remembering Scott Cowboy. And then there's just been highlights. And then like the video montage of us just doing antics. And I would have gone up there and been very emotional, of course.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't feel it. You wouldn't really mean it. You just.
No, I would mean it.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. I mean, it's your funeral.
Yeah.
Remembering the sound of San Diego, Scott Kaplan.
What happened to him exactly? What was the story? Well, he went to light this grill.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Actually, it is great. We're just confirming that the satellite transponders are ready for college basketball in just a few moments.
Okay.
Mm. It would be a great way to go for the bit.
Right.
Like, that Kaplan died lighting a barbecue is a pretty amazing bit.
Yeah. And then we would have done an endorsement brought to you by Barbecues Galore.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Henrik would have been out.
Yeah.
Right. He would have started like a Kaplan Memorial Grill.
Hey, Henrik, I need to figure out how to get my igniter to work again. Tick, 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 tick.
Right. May he rest in peace.
Right.
Hi, this is Henrik for Barbecues Galore. Anyway.
This funeral's been brought to you by Barbecues Galore.
Hey, this is Henrik for Barbecues Galore. Remember that time Cappy burned himself to the ground?
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's because he didn't get his barbecue at Barbecues Galore.
Yeah.
You know?
What kind of barbecue is it?
It's a Weber.
Oh,
Okay, well,
Weber's Weber. Yeah, it's
Weber's pretty expensive.
No, I know. Are, the igniter doesn't work. The igniter doesn't work. I didn't pay for it.
I mean, he's cheap for some stuff.
You know there's a battery that has to get replaced.
Okay, so I thought the same thing. Like, and it turns out there is no battery. It's like electric wires connected. Hmm. You know, there was no, like, triple D or whatever those things are.
Speaking of D, D, is the pizza here?
Man, Graham texts me right now. He said there's no pizza box in sight.
You know what? Screw those guys, dude. Refund
I don't know what's
my
going
card.
On.
The $60 in pizza.
I don't know what's going on.
Let me tell you, those guys aren't refunding it. They're going to take another $60.
Yeah, really.
I know. Honestly,
I'm texting better.
They're
I
like,
feel so
like
bad.
Identity theft is going to happen to me next. You know, no pizza, and they stole my identity.
Man, I don't know what's going
Come
on.
Come on, Brazo.
And you burned your arm.
Do better,
Remembering.
Brazo. I know. Look,
Scott
bald arm.
This close.
I actually thought about shaving my left arm.
Yeah, to make it even.
Right.
Yeah.
God, it stunk so bad. Here, smell my arm.
No, I'm good.
No, you got to smell.
All right, we're done here.
Well, not quite.
No?
You got to smell
We're
going
to walk it right up.
Oh, right up to the top?
You know how I do.
Oh, okay.
That's how we do's it.
I didn't know.
Who's broadcasting the game on Westwood One tonight? Do we know?
Probably some of your old friends.
Maybe like a Kevin Coogler.
Yeah, love Kevin
Coogler.
Love Kevin Coogler.
Yeah. Here in Montreal at the Tournament Center.
Maybe PJ Carlissimo?
Okay, I love PJ too.
Yeah.
All right, by the way.
Oh, Graham's back up here without the pizza.
No pie.
So Graham thought it was okay to walk up without the pizza.
Come on, Graham. Come on, Graham. Really?
I don't know right now.
Boise State in Colorado. Who are you taking?
Well, that's not the game we're carrying.
We're playing Virginia and Colorado State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny because I have it on my bracket and I just assumed that they went from left
I'm going
to
go with Virginia for Emily.
Right. No, I'm going to go with Colorado State.
Yeah. Okay.
Because your daughter almost went there?
6 o'clock at KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station. Shinano, March Madness right now.